Good morning, gentlemen. We continue with the halachot. We continue with the halachot of beracha acharona. When you have two chatzi kazeitot, you ate less than the shiur of something and less of the shiur of something else. So we saw that basically the general rule is the following. If the two beracha acharonas, potential beracha acharonot, are the same, then of course it's mitzaref. If you eat apple, half a kazait of apple and half a kazait of cucumbers, then it's mitzaref. If you eat kazait betoch kedei achilat peras, within 3-4 minutes you ate the kazait, half a kazait, then because it's the same beracha acharona. But if you ate two things that are different beracha acharona and each one didn't have the shiur, then it's not mitzaref. Now, there's one area where there's a little bit of safek in halakha, which is the following. Let's say somebody ate bread, less than a kazait, and then ate a cake, less than kazait also. So over there, of course, the beracha acharona is different. The bread would be birkat hamazon, and the beracha acharona for a cake would be ala mechia, as you all know. Is it mitztaref or not? Why would it be mitztaref? It's a very big machloket dishonim. How to understand the following. Is al hamichya, for example, beracha achat ben shalosh, covering birkat hamazon? We know that if you learn the halachot of beracha achat ben shalosh, and the name also says it all, achat ben shalosh, you have one beracha that includes the three. What does it mean, the three? It includes the three berachot of birkat hamazon, the three berachot min haTorah of birkat hamazon. They include it there because the concepts that are discussed in each one of the three berachot are summarized, if you want, in the beracha achat men shalosh. It's a summary of the birkat hamazon. So, can somebody say ala michya instead of birkat hamazon? Or if somebody said ala michya instead of birkat hamazon, was he yotze? That's a big question in halacha. There's a big machloket rishonim. The Ra'a, the Shita Mekubetzet, and the Rambam hold that he is yotze. That the berachot, the concepts are minat Torah. So when it says that the three berachot of birkat hamazon are minat Torah, it means the beracha of recognizing the zan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezin et ha'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rahmanut. The concepts that are discussed in the three berachot are minat Torah. But the minyan berachot is not minat Torah. They say in the Torah you have to be mevarech shalosh berachot. Don't say mevarech shalosh berachot. Say berachta, you have to say beracha. How many berachot? If I have one beracha that includes the three berachot together, because the beracha is a message, so I'll take the three messages and put them in one beracha. Would it work? According to those rishonim, it would work. So al hamichya resembles the birkat hamazon so much that if we would take theoretically half a kazait of bread and half a kazait of cake, why can't I combine them? They have a very similar beracha acharona. So over there maybe I could say al hamichya and it would include both. However, the Tosafot and the Ritba, they disagree. They disagree. They say that beracha acharona of alamichya would not be enough for birkat hamazon. And quote, the Ritba says the following: Kol shiraui levarech acharav birkat shalosh, any bread that you have to say birkat hamazon, ubirech acharav me'en shalosh, and instead he did the shorter version, the alamichya, lo yatsa. He's not yotze. The Bach is posek halacha like this. The Magen Avraham is posek halacha like this. The Eliyahu Rabbah is posek halacha like this. The Drisha is posek halacha like this. Major Gedolei HaPoskim are posek halacha like the Ritba and the Tosafot. So now you have a real safek when you have half a kazait of bread and half a kazait of cake. According to some Rishonim, it seems that it's matchable, let's just say. And according to some other Rishonim and Poskim, it doesn't work. It's not a click. And therefore, halacha lema'aseh, we all know safek berachot le'akel. In this case, one would not say a beracha acharona at all. But like many times we say, in these situations, best would be not to get into this safek. So if a person is going to eat bread, make sure you eat a kazait of bread. It's not a lot. Or a kazait of cake. But one kazait you got to eat. If you eat a kazait of any of the two, then you could already say, I'm saying the beracha, it should include the other one that is less than a kazait.